Do you have any other advice for parents?
My advice for parents would be to focus as much as possible on children's strengths. Having ADHD and the way that our school environments is set up is likely to be a big struggle. So what you'd like the most is for a child with ADHD to emerge as a young adult with good self-esteem. So focusing on strengths is something I particularly think is important. Another important issue is for parents not to feel isolated in terms of making and following through the treatment plan. So that's why we emphasize the medical home and hope that parents will not have to be the sole care managers. We hope that they'll get assistance from the kind of care manager that medical home teams provide. I think it's really important for parents to be educated about ADHD and to educate a child's siblings about ADHD so that the family can really be prepared to meet the challenges and that the other children don't feel neglected. It's also really important for parents to have good communications with teachers and caregivers. A lot of times we see in practice that parents become more and more alienated from schools, for instance, because of schools not providing accommodations that parents feel their children need. But we advise as much as possible for parents and school teachers, physicians, and others to really consider themselves part of the team along with the child to be in a problem-solving and proactive role rather than kind of contentious role, which is easy to get into. And finally, I feel that it's really important for parents who have children with ADHD who have oppositional or defiant kinds of behaviors for parents to feel really comfortable with the principles of behavior modification and behavior management. And those principles can be learned from books, but more often it's helpful to have a therapist to go through what's called behavioral therapy or behavioral parent training.